want you to ask yourself a question right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you have everything, and I mean everything you want, and 1 being, all right, you know, you have a decent life, things are okay, where would you rank yourself? 10 being you have fucking everything. Everything, everything, everything. The most expansive, abundant, wealthy life. And 1 being, all right, you're doing good. Where would you rate yourself? I just want you to take a mental note of that number. Now, if you are not at a 10, we got work to do. And I'm going to guide you, tell some stories about how you too can connect back to your voice and therefore your power and literally get everything that you want in life. Now, the reason why maybe you are feeling disconnected from your power, or you're feeling right now like you are meant for so much more, you know that you have so much untapped potential, you're feeling like you're probably leaving money on the table, or you're not really putting yourself out there, or maybe you're scared to sell your services or your offers or to be seen fully, you're hiding, right? And perhaps you're feeling like you're not really giving it your all. And maybe even worse, you're in a financial situation that you don't want to be in. You want to go big, like way bigger than what you're doing right now, right? And so what would happen if you were living in so much abundance that you genuinely felt like you got everything you wanted, anything that came to mind, you're like, all right, I can have that. And then you get it and you're like, yep, okay. And you get to just have fun with it. You get to spend all the time with your loved ones. You get to have family time. You get to spend time with friends. You get to travel. You get to stay in these gorgeous hotels. You get to buy whatever you want, have the most delicious luxury food, the nicest clothes, whatever you want. You are literally living in that experience. Now, I just want you to feel that experience in your body right now of you having it all and how good it feels. Okay? Now, that reality is available for you. But you've been sold a lie. You've been sold a lie. And I am here to teach you and to share with you how to change that. I am here to show you the path, show you the system, the method that has gotten me from a place where I knew I was destined for so much more to living that reality now and teaching my clients how to do it as well. Okay? So are you ready? Are you ready? If you are driving right now, you cannot do this, but I recommend grabbing a pen and a paper because you're going to want to hear this. And I want to take some notes because everything is going to change for you if you really take in the words that I'm saying and you actually feel the frequency of my voice. Okay. Most women are silenced. You, your mom, your mom's mom, your mom's mom's mom, mom's 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 mom, all the moms, lineages of women have been silenced. And the reason why it's so hard to access your voice and you've had a hard time receiving and getting what you want is because you have just not been taught how to use your voice. It's so uncomfortable. It's so unfamiliar. You're scared to mess up. You're scared to have hard conversations. You're scared to put yourself out there. You're scared to ask for what you want because what happens if you don't get it? What does that mean about you? So in order to get to that level 10 version of you that has everything you want, you get to decide that you are reconnecting back to your voice and you're going to start fucking using it. You have to. You must. Not just for you and your financial gains and your business growth, but for generations to come, generational wealth for your family so you can spend more time with loved ones, so you can do everything that you want to do on this earth. It's not just about building the business. Of course, you want to scale your company. But this is about way bigger than that. Imagine how you using your voice in a more powerful way is going to change your life. It's going to change your business. It's going to change your relationships. But what we have to do is we have to uncondition you from being scared to use your voice, from being scared to get it wrong, from being scared to be seen, being scared to be too much, being scared to ask for too much or want too much or need too much, and actually just own who the fuck you are and what you want and not make yourself wrong for it completely unapologetically. Now, this brings me to money. I want to talk about money real quick because money and voice are actually so related because most women are also very conditioned to not have shit tons of money, to have wealth. And in fact, money and wealth, and when I say wealth, I mean actually holding money, is so foreign to most women. It is actually so fucking new for this generation. Women were only allowed to have credit cards starting in the 70s. That is very, very new. So what it requires is your nervous system to get on board, to know that it is safe to have wealth. It is safe to have money. It is safe to be seen, and it is safe to use your voice. And until we establish a baseline of safety with your voice and money, you will repel it, and you will repel everything that you want. You will literally sabotage it all because it doesn't feel safe. And so what needs to happen is you need to create safety around your voice, around getting what you want, and around money. Because let's be real, most women don't want to, I don't want to ask for too much. Right? They do this thing with their voice. They dilute their needs. They settle. Not because they want to, but because they're not taught how to ask for what they want unapologetically. And then I'm going to pop it over to sex. Because who doesn't want to have better sex? If you right now are not asking your partner for what you want in bed, then what are you getting? You're getting whatever he gives you, which God knows what that is. Maybe it's great. But I'll tell you, you can always ask for better. You can always ask for more. You can always ask for go to the left a little, up here, down there. If you are not connected to your voice, you are not going to get what you want. And you're going to wonder, oh, I wish it was that. I wish, I should, I want. No more. Just ask. Can we stop being so ashamed to just want what we want? To ask for what we want? And if someone feels like, oh my God, she's so needy, that is their shadow. That is their underdeveloped desire. Because guess who the happiest, most fulfilled women are? The ones that have been told or have been called bitchy, bossy, braggy, the three B's. And if you right now are operating in your life, in your business, in your relationship, in the bedroom, scared to be called any of these things, scared to be judged, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to get what you want because you're living in fear. You're living in fear that your partner's going to think you're too needy. You're living in fear that your clients are going to think your prices are too high. You're going to live in fear that your friends think you're all that. Because you're literally holding yourself back from everything that you want because you are afraid of being too much. And I'm here to tell you that to get everything that you want in life, we must put fear in the back seat and we must start driving our own fucking car. Because you don't get to the end of your life and ask yourself, yeah, what do those people think of how I live my life? No. You're going to get to the end of your life, whether you're in your house or a nursing home or a facility of some sorts, and you're going to look back and you're going to be like, damn, I fucking did that. I went there. I went all out. I created the best fucking life. I created generational wealth for my family. I had the most insane life. You know why? Because you asked for what you wanted. You got yourself into the rooms. You did shit without apology. And you let go of all of the patterns, because that's all they are. All of the patterns that are just in your conditioning that were holding you back. Now, I want to make a very clear distinction. It is not you that is broken, or it's not you that something's wrong with you. No, it's the patterns, right? Patterns are just habits, habits of thought, habits of action. And these patterns like procrastination, people pleasing, playing small, perfectionism, these patterns, these three deadly P's, are the things that are holding you back from your next level of success. And the good news is you can change them. You can break them because it's not you. It's a pattern. How much relief do you feel in your body knowing that it's not you? It's not you that's messing this whole thing up. Though you know you're holding yourself back, it's not you, it's your patterns. When I realized this, it was so empowering for me as I discovered, wait, I can break patterns. It's not me. I can break patterns. You can break patterns. And it's about starting to get yourself to notice the pattern and break it and lean into the discomfort over and over and over again and be scared and do it anyways. But most people, unsuccessful people, people that will never get anywhere in life, are just scared. They're scared and they let the fear hold them back. They want to do something, but they're scared. And then they listen to the fear and they don't do anything. Those types of people are not going anywhere with their lives. Those types of people, you'll find them in the same place in a few years, in the same place in a few years after that. Those types of people don't have what it takes, but you do. Because you are not someone who's going to let fear hold you back. You are someone who knows how to put fear in the back seat and to use your voice to ask for what you want, to put yourself into uncomfortable rooms, to ask the universe. That's how manifestation works, right? Ask and it is given. Without the ask, you cannot receive. Without putting your offers out there, you cannot receive money. Without selling, you cannot enroll clients. People are not going to just find your website magically and, oh my God. Now that may happen, but if that's what you're relying on, too much faith. No. There's action too. It's both sides of the coin. So you have to ask yourself, the version of you, that 10 version of you that we already talked about, that version of you who is fucking thriving, what did she do? What did she do? I hear so many women wanting to change their financial position, wanting to change the financial success of their company, wanting to make more money. But they're afraid to invest. They're afraid to invest in mentors. They're afraid to get in the room. They're afraid to release their money. Right? And when they get real with themselves, they realize it's a fucking lie. They've been lying to themselves. Of course they can afford it. The lie has been they can't afford it. That's the lie. That's a lie they've been telling themselves over and over and over and over again. Because guess what? If they wanted it badly enough, they would find a way. There was a woman that had a situation and her iPhone got cracked. She dropped it on the ground and it like smashed and the screen broke and she couldn't use it. It was completely fucked. She didn't have any money. But she knew that she needed to get a new phone. She can't live in 2024 without a phone, right? So she told herself, oh my God, I need to find a way to do this. I need to find a way. I need to get a phone. Like this, I need the fucking phone. Right? She's not going to live her life without a phone. She's going to be completely disconnected from society, from her family, friends. How's she going to get around? Google Maps, Instagram, what? And so what did she do? She figured it out. She got resourceful. She did not think about her current resources. She thought about, I have to be resourceful. Resourceful. You must be resourceful over having resources. And guess what? She got herself a new phone. Why? Because she was focused on finding a solution to figuring it out. Not believing her own lack and limitations of I can't afford it, if I don't have the money. That is how you change your fucking life. That is how you change your life. By changing your beliefs. If you believe that your voice does not matter, if you believe that you don't get what you want, if you believe that life never goes your way, if you believe that you're never destined for success, then guess what? You will literally fulfill that prophecy because you will create a self-sabotaging story. But when you start to change your beliefs of, I am resourceful, I can figure this out, I am successful, I will find a way, guess what happens? You do that because what you tell yourself matters. The results in your life, the results in your bank account, in your business, in your relationship, any of it, it doesn't just come down to what you use your voice to ask for. It also comes down to what you use your voice inside to tell yourself. So the question then becomes, what are you using your voice for? Are you using your voice to disempower yourself? To tell yourself all the reasons why you can't? To live in lack and limitation and what if I fail and what's the worst case scenario? Is that where you go? Because I know lots of people like that, and those people are not successful. Those people are struggling, and those people don't get anywhere in their life. Now, the successful people that I know, every single successful person that I know, I was just in a room full of them. Every single one of them has created empowering beliefs to support the life they want, to support the person that they are becoming every single day, because becoming is a process. So then the question becomes, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be the one who gets everything she wants? Who lives a 10 out of 10 life? Or are you happy with where you are now? Some people are happy. Some people are content. Some people are fine with the status quo. I'm personally not. And I'm sure because you're listening to the show, you are also not. I'm assuming that you are here listening to this right now because you are fucking hungry. You are hungry. You are hungry for more. You are hungry for that next level. You are hungry for more money, more wealth, more success, more time abundance, more financial freedom, more location freedom. You want to do what you want when you want. Who doesn't want that? So then, of course, you know what you got to do. But most people know what they have to do, but they don't do it. That's most people, but that's not you. In order to get from where you are to where you want to be requires you to change how you think, what you tell yourself, and the actions that you take. That is where it all comes from. That is what gets to change. Nothing outside of you is going to change that. Only you are going to do that. And so I want this episode to be a reminder that you are the one in control of your life. You are the one that gets to decide what to think and what to tell yourself. It's you and you. And as you begin to master your mind, as you begin to master your emotions, as you begin to take action from the place of, I'm obviously becoming the 1%. I'm obviously doing the thing, because that's what successful people do, and I'm a successful person, your life will start to change. But it starts on an identity level, and that identity is that voice inside of your head and also what comes out of your mouth. So, who are you going to choose to be this week? Who are you going to choose to be? That is the golden question. Who are you going to choose to be? And this is universal. This shows up in your life, in your relationships, in your business, and everything. And that is what we do inside of all of my mentorship programs. All of that. All of this identity shifting, beliefs work, mindset, and action taking. Because it's not enough to just hear this episode. People that do that don't ever become successful. They just listen to a bunch of personal development and a bunch of self-growth and self-help stuff, and they don't do anything with it. They don't execute. But those people will never be successful. Successful people listen to this and take action. Successful people implement, execute, and get themselves around other successful people. Because yes, it is true. You are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. And if your circle is not inspiring you, activating you, empowering you, then you're on the wrong circle. And any successful person knows this. So, as we wrap up this talk, this episode, I want to ask you, are you in the right rooms? I had so many conversations over the past weekend with 7, 8, 9-figure entrepreneurs. Hearing all of the rooms they're in like multiple masterminds, they're in programs, they're in courses, they're flying, they're going from, you know, conference to retreat to this, to in-person, to VIP days. They are literally sponges. They don't make excuses. They don't let money stop them. They don't let time stop them. They don't let anything stop them because they know it's just an excuse. So the question then becomes, what do you know you need to do? What is it? Maybe it's multiple things. Maybe it's things you need to let go of, things you need to shed, spaces you need to be in, spaces you need to stop going to, people you need to stop talking to, people you need to start talking to. You get one life. And when you go to the end of your life, like we did earlier on this episode, you are the one that is writing your story. No one's coming to save you. You're the one writing your story. So what is the story you're going to write? What is the story you're going to write? Is fear going to be the thing that drives your car? Or are you going to tell fear, get in the back seat, bitch, let's go. And you get behind the steering wheel and you put the pedal to the metal. And you make this year the best year of your whole fucking life.